You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Rapid voice.
This podcast is brought to you in part by our friends at Charlie Hustle Clothing Company. Charlie Hustle is a vintage-inspired clothing company based out of Kansas City that specializes in collegiate and hometown apparel. Charlie Hustle wants you to be the best-dressed fan this season, so be sure to check out their wide selection of officially licensed collegiate apparel today and show off your school spirit all season long. With over 30 schools to choose from, they've got you covered with all your collegiate apparel needs. Shop today at www.charliehustle.com. Charlie Hustle, vintage made fresh. This podcast is brought to you in part by Modern Appalachian Kitchen. A small, local Morgantown business is giving WVU fans and Morgantown something to talk about. This local candy kitchen is home to the Marshmallow Couch. That's right. Now you can relive the infamous WVU winning celebration with a couch that you can eat instead of catching on fire in the middle of the street. Order your marshmallow couch and other sweet treats at modernappalachiankitchen.com. We are part of the 1012 Patreon. Please be a part of our 1012 Patreon where you can get behind the scenes information, show participation, and other things. It is www.patreon.com/1012network. Thanks everyone for listening and supporting the Raspy Voice Kids.
Raspy Voice!
This is Brandon Phoenix, aka I Also Hate Pitt, one of the members of the Raspy Voice Kids. Jeremy's not with us today, but your boy is not alone. We are doing another Golden Blue interview today. We have with us a reporter, a podcaster, a social media whiz for the NIL collective known as Country Roads Trust, and the one you know as the marvelous Mrs. Amanda Mazie. Amanda, thank you for joining the Raspy Voice Kids today.
Gosh, Brandon, how much do I owe you for that incredible intro? Thank you.
Well, let's be honest. I don't think it's about money. I think this is just about a conversation. Let's just do this today. It's going to be good. The sun is shining. It's cold outside. But we have something that's going to warm everybody's hearts, or at least those of us who can be fortunate enough to be a part of this. We know that you are doing big things with the NIL collective that we know as Country Roads Trust. We've had Stephen Ford on. We've had you on. That was 4 years ago before the trust was here. We just got to know you as a person. And one thing I like to shout out is that you come from East Carolina University. Now you're not from the Carolinas originally, right? Where are you from originally?
Listen, this might piss some people off, but I'm from Columbus, Ohio. I'm a born Buckeye.
That's what I thought. You are a born Buckeye. You are from the heart of Buckeye country. You are a Buckeye by birth, but a Mountaineer now with us for many years.
And absolutely. I am a Mountaineer fan number one. If the Mountaineers are ever playing Ohio State, it is always Mountaineers. If it's Ohio State, it's Ohio State. But I am Mountaineers 100% in my heart.
See, she knows how to answer, and it's coming pure, unadulterated from her heart. You guys can't see her. I can see her. She is beaming with pride when she says those words. It's nothing but facts. But today is a big day in the history, not only of West Virginia University, not only of Country Roast Trust. It is a big day in the history of all bourbons, because today we are talking about something very special that the NIL has done, not only to bring in more people who are going to be a part of this collective, but also to satisfy those who have a palate for goodness. Amanda, tell us more about the product.
Listen, we are so excited to talk about this partnership with Swill Dog, a distillery in Upper Track, West Virginia, run by Brooke and Brad Glover, who are West Virginia alumni. We have a new bourbon that we dropped today. It's called 1863 WV Gold, and it is a limited series that we're going to be doing over this next 3 years. We have a three-year partnership with Swill Dog, so we release the bourbon, and it's very limited. We are only producing 1,260 bottles. About 300 of those have already been accounted for, because as a Country Roads Trust member, we released that online first to our members to buy online. We did an online release today. And so there are about 1,000 bottles, less than 1,000 bottles remaining that will go in retailers in a couple of weeks around the state. And it is going to be a magnificent bourbon. It is smooth. I haven't tasted it yet, but just the way that they have described it, it sounds like it's going to be heaven on your tongue. Country Roads Trust Lager was a huge hit. You can buy that anywhere, but we wanted to give something a little different. And this is going to be a collector series. So you're definitely going to get your hand on the first bottle. Each bottle is going to have a different name. So this first one pays homage to the state, 1863 WV Gold. And we're very excited about this partnership.
Well, we love it. We are big fans of Swill Dog. We were partners with them for years. They are now partnered with Country Roads Trust. We love Brooke. We love Brad. Great people, but they're also wonderful at what they do. And they put out a great product, I'm sure, this time. We can't wait to get our hands on it. For those who do not know, maybe for people who did not get to participate in Golden Horseshoe, they were not quite good enough, please explain where 1863 comes from.
Well, that is the year this beautiful, wonderful state of ours was founded. So that is how we came up with the name. And each name of the series in this, you know, each bottle is going to have a different name that will pay homage to the state, West Virginia, University. So we're really excited each time to produce a new bottle, a new label, and make this a collector series. Like, you're going to want to drink it. And then we can't wait to have Mountaineer fans proudly displaying that bottle, because it's pretty special.
Yeah, it sounds special. I mean, if you've got less than 1,000 bottles, I can guarantee you there are more than 1,000 people who are going to be clamoring for that bottle right now. I got a friend who's a big bourbon hunter. He'll be looking for that. He lives in Chillicothe, Ohio. Shout out to Corey Foggin. And he'll be looking for that. I'm sure of that. And he'll be very upset if he can't get his hands on it. But what I will tell him, Amanda, what I will tell him is, if he wanted a bottle, he should have joined the collective. He should have become a member a long time ago. Then he would have been able to get his hands on that pre-order, pre-sale, just like you were talking about. We love it.
Yeah, exactly. That's part of being a member. You get these exclusive benefits.
Yeah, and that's what people don't understand. Will you explain a little bit about those exclusive benefits? I was looking through the website, and I was looking at the different things you guys offer. There's really a lot of dope stuff.
I like that, dope stuff. That's exactly what it is. So, you know, the cool thing about what we do is we provide access to the student athletes you're not going to get anywhere else. You can come to an event and hang out with these student athletes and get their autograph, talk to them, get your picture, and you can't get that anywhere else. And that's why our collective is so unique. And so, you know, we want to make sure that when we were structuring the memberships that, you know, obviously the more that you are able to contribute, the more benefits you get. But even if it's like the bare minimum, we wanted to make sure that there was something there for everybody. Let's be honest, our bread and butter, as far as, you know, sweetening the pot of NIL, is corporate sponsorships. But it was very important to us when we started to make sure that we had a way for member, you know, for fans to contribute and to feel a part of this as well, but also get cool incentives in return. We have 6 different memberships. And, you know, we have an elite membership level for those who would like to give $5,000 and beyond, and we customize those packages. So, you know, we have a little bit of something for everybody. And, you know, if you are a business owner, corporation, and you want to partner with us, we are always up for that. So we are always looking for new ways to increase our membership, to make sure that we have enough money in the pot when it comes to NIL, and make sure that our collective continues to be one of the top 10 most aggressive in the country.
I like that little shout to the top 10 most aggressive, letting people know where the Country Roads Trust is out there doing their thing. And if you care about WVU sports, the bottom line is this NIL, name, image, and likeness, is not going away. What it means is that players can now capitalize on who they are and what they do to an extent based on their name, their image, and their likeness. And they can be paid from this collective and from other sources, not from the school. It's not directly from the school. It's got to be separate. But you can be a part of making sure that we keep these players, that we retain these players, that you get what you want on the field. And what we want is wins. Everybody wants wins. And so everybody talks about, a lot of times you've heard people say things like, I don't know, if we won more, we would give more. Have you ever heard anybody say anything like that, Amanda?
That's all I heard this football season, Brandon. I mean, honestly, and I know that you know that I put out this tweet a couple of days ago basically saying, hey, I heard all season, I'm going to join the Country Roads Trust when football starts winning. Baby, we won. We were picked dead last. We finished for a three-way tie for fourth place, 8-4. The time now is to join, because guess what? When you are a winning program and you are winning, you are first and foremost going to be able to attract the best players in the country. Because even before NIL, let's be honest, right, Brandon? A really good player wants to go to a really good winning program. So even before NIL, now you throw in NIL, a really good player wants to go to a winning program. Oh, but also a place where they can capitalize on name, image, and likeness. So the better the program, the better players you're going to get. And the more NIL is going to play a factor in that. And if we want to keep staying aggressive in this race, we got to make sure that we have the funds to make sure that these players are capitalizing as much as they possibly can. And that is the world we live in now. That is for sure when it comes to college athletics.
That's right. And it's not going away. This is the way it is. It's here to stay. It's just a fact of life. And if you want to be a part of it, you can. Country Roads Trust is taking members at all times. Now, you mentioned that you could give up over $5,000, and there's probably not a lot of people who can do that. There's probably more corporate sponsorships, like you mentioned, but you have something like the 1867 Club.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's we have a student membership level for WVU students, because we wanted to give something for the students to be able to get involved. And I was a college student once, and I mean, $6 a month was a lot for me then. So like, we have a $6.99 for college students in the hopes that they just kind of like jump in. And then when they graduate, if they're able to invest more and up their membership. So yes, $18.67 a month, $30 a month. And here's what's really cool is if you look at our webpage, countryroadstrust.com/join, if you do the yearly option, if you're fortunate enough to be able to pay up front, you get 2 months for free. So that $18.67 is $186.7 a year, but you get 2 months for free. So if you can pay more up front, you're getting more and you're not paying as much on the back end. Not possible for everybody. We understand that. We wanted to give an incentive for people to be able to, you know, give yearly to say, okay, well, if I get 2 months for free, I'll take that. Like, who doesn't like free? And Brandon, yeah. Let me ask you something, you know, because we've decided that we need to be super aggressive with our collective. And, you know, I don't know if people have an idea of how many members we have, but let me ask you, you're a Mountaineer fan, you're embedded in this. How many members do you think that we have in the trust? Because I'm kind of curious what the public perception is.
You know, honestly, I'm a very analytical person. I've thought about this. I honestly have no idea. I'm going to say you've got 1,000 members.
Incorrect. We only have around 700. And I don't know if people think we have a lot more, but I think the perception is because there's such a huge alumni base with WVU, right? Like, they're everywhere, that we have thousands of members and we don't. So that is our current push right now. When you said 1,000, we are trying to get to 1,000 by year's end. And that's a lofty goal. But, you know, I put out that tweet a couple of days ago for my personal account, and people have responded. Brent Baker retweeted that. We have 55 new members, I think, in the past 2 days. So I know we can reach that goal of 1,000 by the end of the year. But, you know, I don't know if maybe some people don't give because they're like, well, other people are. We need to up those memberships. And I think the perception is that we have a lot. And 700 is a lot. I'm not discounting that at all. And listen, every little bit helps. And we love and appreciate every single member, no matter how much they give. But we need that membership to continue to grow, because if our programs are going to win, it's like I said, it attracts the best players, and the best players want to play for winning programs and schools that have extremely aggressive NILs.
And these players want to get paid too. Let's be honest. They want to get paid what they're due in a market that has been created not by them, but by their predecessors. And if we can contribute to that, that's just the way it goes. Like, I know that you cannot speak that frankly about it, maybe necessarily, but I can. I can say what I'm thinking. And what I'm thinking is these players need a bag, right? They're trying to get to the bag, trying to get to the bread. Let's get them what they need because we want to succeed. That's the whole plan. And the other thing about it is when I said 1,000, I was being actually a little, I was underguessing, to be honest. And I'm surprised that we're only at 700. We can get a lot more than that. There are plenty of Mountaineer fans who listen to this show that can be a part of that collective, that can be a part of Country Roads Trust. There are options. You don't have to go big. You don't have to go low. You can go somewhere in the middle. You can go whatever your budget allows for you. You know where your money's going. You understand how it's being used. And I'll be honest with you, Amanda, there's a lot of people who, which is why I've liked having you on. We've liked having Stephen Ford on. And this, while it's in my head, you are one of the few people we've ever had on twice. So just a little round of applause for Amanda Maisie. She's been on twice in 4 years. Yeah, we don't usually do that, but we've had you on twice, and we're glad that you are here, especially in this capacity. But the point in what I'm saying is, I think there are a lot of people who have misconceptions about Country Roads Trust. There are people who have, there's a lot of misnomers. There are a lot of misinformation. So I'm glad to have you guys on to explain what it is you do, what it is you offer, and how it is we, as the fans, can be a part of it. Because what we want to be, everybody wants to be a part of success, right? Everybody wants to be a part of success, but not everybody understands how to be a part of the process. And this is how you can be a part of the process.
That is like putting it perfectly, Brandon. That really is the perfect way to say it. And listen, if you can't do a monthly contribution, you can always give one time, you know, like that's okay too. If you can only give $5, like to me, I personally appreciate any contribution because I know that to a lot of people, $5 is a lot and they want to help. I mean, every little bit helps and we appreciate everything. And we'll, you know, we're always here to ask, you know, answer questions if people are confused about what NIL is. And, you know, one thing I have noticed is this is one thing I wanted to address. You know, when we lose, right, fans get pissed off. I get that. And there have been times in the past where people have emailed me saying, I don't want to give anymore. But that is like the most counterproductive thing that you can do. If we are losing, pooling your contribution, if you can afford to give, pooling that is the worst thing you can do because then that makes the pot smaller. And the winning solution in this day and age of NIL is more money. So if you're pissed and you're going to take your money away because we're not winning, that is like the worst thing you can do. You know, when we lost to Kansas in football last year, like people were mad, right? It was Kansas. They ended up being a lot better than we anticipated, but people were mad and they emailed me, canceled my membership. I let them simmer. I get it. And then I emailed them and I said, I will gladly cancel your membership if you would like, if you've had time to think about it. And I was able to, you know, convince people to stay. That's not like a testament to me, but, you know, I think it is.
No, we're going to pat you on the back.
No, but it's like, I get the emotions. Listen, like I'm a coach's wife. I'm a fan and I get that. But, you know, when we are losing, that is the worst time to pull your money if you are able to contribute because you're not hurting anybody but the future of the program. And that is the God's honest truth. Because if the money isn't there, we're not going to be able to attract the best players. And if you're losing, you need to get those good players in to turn it around, right? So it's just like a hamster wheel. It just goes around and around.
Now you probably now you respond how you want to the next thing I say. Okay. Respond how you want. There are people who are not happy with Neil Brown, period. Right? They've got things to say about Neil Brown, period, right? Jeremy and I have been outspoken about Neil Brown. We have not held our punches. We've been honest about how we feel as fans. Regardless of how you feel about whoever's at the helm of whatever your favorite athletic program is, whether it's gymnastics, whether it's baseball, whether it's football, whether it's basketball, whether it's wrestling, which is seeing a resurgence, whatever it is you like, whoever's at the head of that, the coaching, the coaches on whatever side of the ball, whatever it is, if they leave, you have to retain talent. How do you retain talent in this day and age? You get them a bag. If the coach is going to be successful and he stays, how is he going to be successful? He's got to be able to retain and attract talent. How do you do that? Again, finances come into play. It's not just about what you can provide them as far as opportunities. And I've heard people talk about it, not just at WVU. Mike Gundy spoke about it. He spoke about Oklahoma State. He said, forget facilities nowadays. Forget it. he would much rather see the money go to NIL that is built for, you know, for them. And we would, I would imagine our coaches would say the same thing. We want both, obviously. But NIL has become so important that coaches are willing to say it supersedes anything else. So regardless of how you feel about who's coaching, just know that this goes beyond who's in charge right now. And if you whether you like them or you don't, to support the NIL is really to support Mountaineers everywhere.
My husband, the baseball coach, in case anybody doesn't know, will tell you right now, if you have the ability to give, give to NIL. He knows the importance of that. So to your point, coaches will tell you NIL is where it's at. Your other point about the coaching staff, when you don't give because you don't like the coach or you are pissed at the coach, no matter what sport that is, you are not hurting the coach. You are hurting the players and the program. You know, that's what that is. When you're mad and you decide not to contribute, or if you want to cancel because of who is at the helm of any program, it hurts the kids. It hurts the program, regardless.
Which means it hurts you, the person watching on Saturday afternoon. And it hurts me, the person watching and cheering on Saturday afternoon, who also needs us to win so people will listen to our podcast. Because trust me, when we win, y'all listen a lot more than when we lose. I mean, every once in a while they'll peak, but you know. But like Sinbad said on A Different World, these are the facts. Okay, these are the facts. It's
counterproductive not to give or to cancel when you are mad at a coach.
So get
it's
over it.
It's just that simple.
Get over it. Understand this is beyond that. The coach is getting paid no matter what. Whether he gets fired or whether he continues, he's getting paid. So get over that part of it. The NIL's not going to them. It's not going to Randy Mazey. It's not going to Neil Brown. It's not going to Josh Eilert. It's not going to Dan Stratford. It's not going to any of these people. Nikki Izzo Brown. It's not going to them. It's going to the players and to the programs to be sustained. That's what we're trying to drill home. And that's what Country Roads Trust does. They collect and they support and they promote these players to businesses, to individuals. And they get them what they need in order for us to be successful as an athletics program.
And our collective, 100% of what we bring in goes to the student athletes. Not every collective can say that. A lot of collectives are 90%. We are 100%. So whatever you give, 100% of that is going to the student athletes. And when somebody joins, you can give to one sport, you can give to all sports, you can give to Title IX sports. You know, we have it set up to where you get to direct your money. And you know what? If you're mad at a sport because maybe they aren't doing as well as you wanted them to do, well, you can switch it to another sport if you'd like, you know, like, but we want to make sure that we give fans a hand in where their money goes, because that is fans' hard-earned money. I don't care how much it is. That is hard-earned money, and you should be able to direct it where you want it to go. And we give people that ability, and they can know that 100% is going to the student athletes.
Which I love you saying, because you're talking about collectives, and you're saying 100% of your hard-earned money goes to the student athlete. There are very few charities where 100% of the money goes where you donated it. So it's nice to hear that when you're giving this money, you can be rest assured that it's not being siphoned off to pay for XYZ, it's instead going exactly where you intended it to begin with. And you get to decide that. So things to keep in mind, Amanda, tell us, can you tell us anything about where you'll be able to find this bourbon?
So we are on social media. So we have our Country Roads Trust social media. We have our Trust Lager social media. And now we have the Trust Bourbon social media on Twitter. I guess that's X now for all the cool young kids. I'm old. I call it Twitter. And then Trust Bourbon on Instagram. So we are going to be releasing probably in the next couple of weeks, hopefully, where people will be able to buy this in retailers around the state, because we know people are going to want to buy it. And we want to make sure that people have access to it. So we are going to be getting that out there. So if you want to, you know, follow our social media handles, we are very active on social media, letting people know what we're doing, where you can get it. And, you know, if you don't get your hands on this bottle, rest assured, we're going to have more coming out. We have another release coming out beginning of 2024. This is going to be a really special bottle. So, you know, a lot of good things to look forward to. I'm not even a huge bourbon drinker, but I'm like, I need to get my hands on this bottle. I'm not even like, I don't even have a bottle yet.
See, I'm a bourbon guy. I like bourbon. I used to be a Scotch guy. I switched to bourbon during the pandemic. And I like my bourbon a little bit hot. I like to feel it in my chest. So you say this is smooth, which might get you a little bit of trouble. You got to be careful. Drink responsibly. That's what we always say. Get swilled. We say get swilled, but do it responsibly. Shout out to Swilled Dog, of course. They're part of this as well. Sip this bourbon. Share this bourbon. Collect this bourbon. Whatever it is you do, enjoy it, but also support Country Roads. Trust in the process. Support our players in the process. And support Amanda Maisie in the process. Round of applause for Amanda Maisie. That's what we got to do. A round of applause for Amanda Maisie real quick. She does a brilliant job. She does a brilliant job. And if you're not following Country Roads Trust, please go follow them on Twitter. Go follow them on Instagram. Follow Trust Bourbon. Follow Trust Lager. The idea is that you know what's happening. Even if you're not a part of it at this moment, you'll know what's happening. You can be a part of the process if that's what you want to do. Go do that right now. Go follow them right now. And of course, the Raspy Voice kids, we are always a part of whatever's happening. We will be reposting, retweeting, sharing on our stories and everywhere else. And of course, I'm going to get my hands on a bottle. I got to be honest. You guys had a nice party for the Trust Lager. I was looking forward to a release party for this bourbon. I had my robe. I had my slippers. Had everything ready for the bourbon. I was waiting for the call.
Well, listen, we are going to have a special pickup for our members only to be able to, the ones that pre-ordered the bourbon. So if you want an invitation to that, my friend, I'm going to need to see you in this robe and your slippers, and I'll find a bottle somewhere just to have you sit back and sip just so I can see what this looks like, because that's a pretty good visual.
It's fantastic. We'll talk about this later, but it's a fantastic visual. I'm very comfortable with the bourbon in my manliness. And my slippers and all that. I'm very comfortable with it. I'm very comfortable with myself. But we did the business part of it. Now comes the fun part of it. You're not getting out of here without doing rapid fire. The last time you were on, you were honest with us about whether or not you pee in the pool. For those of you who did not hear that, you can go back 4 years. I'll share that. She was very honest. Not as honest as Alec Manoa, but she was very honest. Today, we don't have anything that salacious. Today, we're just going to ask you some basic rapid fire questions, but I want your best answers, okay?
Okay.
Apples or oranges?
Oranges.
Louis or Gucci?
Louis.
Adidas or Nike?
Nike.
Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Ford or Chevy?
Chevy.
Offense or defense?
I love some good defense.
Beer or bourbon?
Beer.
Taylor or Beyonce?
Taylor.
Mylon Pushkar or the Coliseum?
Mylon Pushkar.
Gold or blue?
Blue. I don't look very good in gold.
Jeremy or Brandon?
Brandon, all day, baby.
That was perfect. He's not here to defend himself, so I had to throw it in there. Amanda, thank you so much for joining us. Today was great. It's always a good time seeing you. It's always a good time conversing with you. And it's always a great time when we can promote the Mountaineers and Country Roads Trust together, especially this new Trust Bourbon, 1863 WV Gold. Go out and buy it wherever it may be found. We will see you guys later, and Amanda will be on your televisions before I hang up. I'm sure of that. So just pay attention, support, and do your thing. Let's go, Mountaineers.
Love you, Brandon. Thank you.
Podcast Network. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.